Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer Parks, and this is my show that's still going so strong. By the way, I just realized the previous episode, we had 4th of July, and I wanted to note that that episode was airing on July 1st, just 3 days from the 4th of July. So close. What a wonderful little almost coincidence. Not quite good enough. All right, let's get into the words. The first word is over here at the bottom of this page. It's the first form of the word foul, F-O-W-L. Let's see. It is a noun from before the 12th century. Number one, a bird of any kind. Any kind of bird is a fowl. It says compare to waterfowl and wildfowl. Waterfowls would be the birds hanging out in the water, like maybe the ducks. Wildfowl would be the birds that are in the wild. They are not at people's homes. That would be most of them. Most of the birds, maybe 52%. Just regular fowls, all the birds. Number 2A is a cock or hen of the domestic chicken, especially an adult hen. The species name for the chicken is Gallus gallus. We typically think of the chickens, I guess, the chickens and the maybe the turkeys as fowls, but all the birds we know are fowls. 2B, any of several domesticated or wild gallinaceous birds. And it says compare to guinea fowl and jungle fowl. I believe we're still talking about the mostly chickens, probably. Domesticated or wild could be either one. Doesn't matter. Jungle fowl. Yes, I think I've heard that wild chickens can live in the jungle, which for some reason seems wrong, but also like, yeah, why not? Why not have the chickens in the jungles? There's one of them jungle chickens. Number three, the meat of fowls used as food, which I do not consume. I am curious where this word came from. Let's see. From Old English fugel, akin to the Old High German fogal, which means bird. So it just means bird. Probably from the Old English fliogan, which means to fly, and there's more at the word fly away. All right. Well, I guess I shall make the sound effect of what? Of a bird? A chicken? Let's do that. That's fun. Buck, 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 ah! Now we have the second form of fowl, which is an intransitive verb from before the 12th century. This is to seek, catch, or kill wild fowl. Fowler is a noun. Well, I think that is a very foul action when you go fowling to kill the birds, to seek to find them, to catch them, to kill them, probably in that order. First you gotta find them, then you gotta get them, then you gotta murder them with your hands. I don't like it. Fowl, yeah. I don't know if people who are using this word as an action. I'm gonna go hunting. I'm gonna go fowling. Fowling for birds. Guinea fowls, jungle fowls, water fowls, wild fowls. Buck, 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 ah! Next is fowling peace. Two words. Peace is P-I-E-C-E, like a piece of pie. It is a noun from 1596. It is a shotgun for shooting birds or small animals, and I really don't like it. We call guns pieces for some reason. Just give me a little piece of that piece. What's that piece you got in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? I got a fowling piece. Okay, moving on to the F-O-X section. Bark, 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 bark. We are starting with the first form of the word fox. And this FOX section won't be too long. It will go a little into the next episode. I believe I have heard foxes. Maybe they like the chickens. Is that a possible thing? Noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A, any of various carnivorous mammals, especially of the genus Vulpes. They are of the dog family, and they are related but smaller than wolves, with shorter legs, more pointed muzzle, large erect ears, and long bushy tail. And yes, I think we all know what a fox pretty much looks like, but I shall post a picture on the social media when I get around to it. And so yes, they're in the dog family. We know that dogs came from wolves, so I guess foxes came from wolves also. But what? They just filled that niche that we needed some smaller, more orangey, with big erect ears and a large bushy tail. We needed some sort of wolf-like character like that. They are so cute. You know, they're wild. They should be left in the wild, but I have seen some people hanging out with foxes, maybe domesticating them. Maybe if one has gotten sick or orphaned at a very young age, they seem to be pretty cool. And also, they're cute. Okay, so that's that. Now we go to 1B. We go to a definition. I don't want to say it, but I gotta say it. It's the fur of a fox. And for some reason, people would like to have dead foxes so they can wear their fur on their body. And that doesn't make any sense to me. Number 2. A clever, crafty person is a fox. That's one type of fox when we're talking about humans. We'll talk about another kind later, this episode or the next one. We might get that even in this one here. Yes, we shall. You're so clever. You're crafty like a fox. Are foxes particularly clever or crafty? I don't even know. Number 3 is archaic. This is interesting. The synonym is sword. Call your sword your fox. Pull it out of the holster. Look at me. I got a fox in my hand. I shall stab you with my fox. Number 4, this would be capitalized. It is a member of an American Indian people formerly living in what is now Wisconsin. We call them foxes. Now, is the name of the group the fox? Is this where the name came from? I mean, I could look at the etymology. No, it does not look like it is from American Indian. So I'm curious about why are we... Here we go. This looks like this is some useful information. The Meskwaki people, also known by the European exonym Fox Indians or the Fox. And so this is a word that the European people put on these people. And I don't know, did they appreciate it? Why did we call them Fox? There's probably some very good reason. There's a Meskwaki signature of a fox on the Great Peace of Montreal. They drew a fox. Well, they were probably working with the foxes, loving the foxes, hanging out with the foxes. I don't know. They look like they're part of a bunch of regions in the Midwest. There's the Fox Wars. So the first Fox War with the French lasted from 1712 to 1714. I want to know where this fox thing came from. But, here, the name fox later was derived from a French mistake during the colonial era. Hearing a group of Indians identify as fox, the French applied what was a clan name to the entire tribe who spoke the same language by calling them Les Renards. Later, the English and Anglo-Americans adopted the French name by using it its translation in English as fox. The name was also used officially by the United States government from the 19th century. So this was one group of these people were called the fox people, but then it became the whole big group. So it was a mistake. Fascinating. I wish they would have put their actual group name, the Meskwaki, in this definition. Number 5. A good-looking young woman or man. Oh, man, they are such a fox. Look at them. Look at that fox looking, walking down the street. They know they're so sexy and good looking. They're even wearing a picture of a fox on their shirt because they know they're such a fox. Everybody, I think, would like to be told that they are a fox at some point in their life. That would feel nice, wouldn't it? You are such a fox. That's an interesting one. How did we go? Why are we calling sexy people an animal, a dog animal? It's such an interesting thing how that happened. This word fox, it is from the Old High German Fuß, which means fox, and perhaps from the Sanskrit puka or pucha, which means tail, and we know that they have that big bushy tail. And so, yeah, that makes sense. That's wonderful. That's it for fox. The second form of fox is a transitive verb from 1611. Number one is obsolete. The synonym is intoxicate. Ooh, I'm getting foxed. Let's go foxing at the bar. And we will not pull out our fowling piece and go fowling as well. No, no, no. Foxing to get drunk? Number 2A, to trick by ingenuity or cunning. And the synonym is outwit, because this is all about how we think that, clever, crafty people are foxes, and they might be very sexy, so they are a foxy fox, and they might be doing some foxing, outwitting you with their smart, wily ways. And so they would be a foxy fox foxing. Number 2B, this synonym is baffle, as in foxed by his behavior. He was baffled by his behavior, or were we baffled by his behavior? Why was he doing that? I'm baffled, I'm foxed. It's like his behavior was so smart, I can't even understand it. Not really sure how we got baffled. I guess that if one person is foxing, then the next person will be foxed by what the first foxy person was doing. Sure, why not? Now we have foxed with an ED, adjective from 1847. This is discolored with foxing. And yes, we're going to see that later. The example is foxed pages. Those pages have been discolored with the foxing, which we'll learn about soon. Now we have foxfire. Two words, noun from the 15th century. An eerie phosphorescent light, which could be from decaying wood, decaying wood can release phosphorescent light? And we call it foxfire? It's eerie. But also, a luminous fungus that causes decaying wood to glow. This species name is, or one of them, would be Armillaria melea, or melea, something like that. Armillaria melea. Lots of A's and M's and L's. Okay, so that's the fungus is the thing that has attached itself, found this decaying wood, and is eating the decaying wood, or maybe the wood is decaying because of the fungus. And this fungus is the thing. Is this the thing that glows, or does it make the wood glow? I assume it's the fungus that's doing the glowing. Foxfire. I mean, is this a thing? Like, do you see this during the day? Do you see this only at night? Do you only see this when you put a special light onto it? Why is this happening? I found a picture. Yes, this fungus is really glowing. Looks like it's probably mostly at night. It's glowing green. Looks like your typical glow-in-the-dark kind of thing. And it looks beautiful and fascinating. And I want to see some foxfire in real life. But why is it called foxfire? There's no friggin' etymology. So you just have to make it up. I mean, the fire part sort of makes sense because it's light-related, but I don't know about the foxes. Next is fox glove, one word, noun from before the 12th century. Any of a genus, digitalis. The genus, that's the genus. So any of a genus of erect herbs of the snapdragon family, those are all called foxgloves, but especially a common European biennial or perennial cultivated for its showy racemes of dotted white or purple tubular flowers as a source of digitalis, which I don't remember what that is. Is this a, must be a good thing if it's a source of it. We're trying to get it. Can you remember what digitalis is? I cannot remember. It must be on this page if we read it. This would have been so, so long ago. Digital, digital camera, digital computer, digital divide. Here's digitalis. The dried powdered leaf of the common foxglove that contains glycosides, which act on the heart, and that is a powerful cardiotonic, serving especially to increase the force of myocardial contraction. So it's a heart thing. This digitalis is helping the heart, I guess. And it comes from foxglove. So the species name of this perennial version would be Digitalis purpurea. It does not have a species name for the European biennial. That's pretty much it. There is no etymology. I don't know the foxglove. Oh, well, digital, digits, your fingers are digits. You put a glove on your hand and your digits go in the digit holes on the glove. So maybe that has something to do with it. But why fox again? Foxfire and foxglove, why are we using fox? I don't know. Is this a super sexy snapdragon family herb? It's so sexy. It's called a fox. Next is fox grape, two words, noun from 1657. Any of several native grapes of eastern North America with sour or musky fruit. I don't think I would ever want to eat a fruit that is considered musky. That smell is maybe not the best smell in the world. I guess it depends on who you are. But sour would be okay, but usually sour things are like, nope, this is not good. It's not supposed to taste like that, unless it's a lemon or a Sour Patch Kid. Or some vegan candy I have over there. These grapes are sour or musky. They are called fox grapes. Why fox? The main species name, I guess, for these fox grapes would be Vitis labrusca. Labrusca. I mean, I have never had these grapes. I don't know if you can buy these grapes in stores. If you see fox grapes in the store, please go buy some and taste them and tell me what they taste like. And have you just had these? Have you found some wild ones in Eden? I don't think you should do that unless you know for sure that it's safe. Okay, let's go on. Foxhole, one word, noun from 1919. Probably World War I time, I think. A pit dug usually hastily for individual cover from enemy fire. It's the hole that you lay in when the enemy is shooting at you and you don't want to get shot. You got to dig a little hole, and you got to do it real hastily because there's bullets flying, or there's about to be bullets flying, and you know it. So you're like, oh, crap, I got to dig a foxhole real quick. It's just big enough for a fox, and I'm going to fit in there. Here's my shovel. Bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm digging a hole. A foxhole. Bark, bark, bark. Next is foxhound, one word, noun from circa 1763. Any of various large, swift, powerful hounds of great endurance used in hunting foxes and developed to form several breeds and many distinctive strains. It says compare to American foxhound and also English foxhound. The American foxhound only barks in an American accent, and the English foxhound barks with a British accent. How would you do that? Ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff. Rauf. I don't know. So, yes, it's the hound that is chasing the foxes. Because people really, really wanted to chase those foxes, kill those foxing. They took the foxhounds when they were foxing. Let's see. What am I looking for? I'm looking for foxhound. I want to see what these dogs look like. I'm sure I've seen them. Yep, they kind of look like beagles. Beagle versus foxhound. Which is better? That's a video that you can watch. But yes, they look very similar to beagles. Foxhounds. Okay, well, related, we gotta go to fox hunter. One word, noun from 1692. Number one, one who engages in fox hunting. Number two, the synonym is the 1C definition for the word hunter. Lots of different types of hunters. Some people hunt foxes. Fox hunting. Noun from 1674. A pastime in which participants on horseback ride over the countryside following a pack of hounds on the trail of a fox. Fox hunt is an intransitive verb. I don't like this. They release the fox into the wild, and then they go chase them on their horses with their dogs. The fox has no chance. Those dogs can pick up the scent, and they know exactly where to go. It's just, it's a thing to make you feel more manly, better about yourself. Like, if you, how about you go chase the fox on your own? No dogs, no horses, no guns, no weapons. Then let's see who wins on this one. Might you come across it? But if you go attack a fox, it's going to fight back real good. And they have sharp teeth. And I don't think you want to be on the receiving end. Even though they're not as big as a wolf or a lot of dogs, you're not going to want to fight a fox. I don't want to fight a fox. All right. Foxing. Noun from 1873. This is brownish spots on old paper. And I bet you that old book. Oh, in fact, I can see it from here. There's a super old dictionary behind this monkey that you can't see if you're only listening. Hello. And this big book, it's a big old dictionary, and on the top of it, I can see there are dots. If I move this over, you probably can't. The pages are like a light brown, a tan, and then there's dots. There's dark dots on top. And now it could be a design thing. Maybe they made it that way. Maybe they splattered some paint on it. I don't know. But I'm going to say that that is foxing. Don't know why. No clue why. Brownish spots on old paper is foxing? What's the term? What's the etymology? I don't know what kind of bird this is anymore. Next we have foxtail. One word. Noun from the 14th century. Number 1A, the tail of a fox. Wow. Amazing. Number 1B, something resembling the tail of a fox. Hey, that looks like a foxtail. Why are you wearing it? Because I am a fox. Number 2, any of several grasses with spikes resembling brushes. It is called also foxtail grass. So this could be similar to a word that we had in one of the last recent episodes where there was some sort of grass that was flourishing, popping out with big bushy things. So you could probably call that foxgrass if you like. And I don't remember which one it was, but I'm not going to keep on looking. So what else about foxtail? It's from the genera Allopecur. We have a few genera. That's why it's genera and not genus. This one is hard to say. Allopecurus, also Hordeum, also Setaria. Those are different kinds of genuses or genera. Yep, that is it for foxtail. So it looks like a bunch of foxtails grown out of the ground. Pew! and then you can stick it on your butt. Next is Foxtail Lily. Two words, noun from 1946. The synonym is Eremurus, and I don't remember this word at all. How can I be expected to remember all of these thousands of words that I've read? Here we go. Eremurus, is that the Eremurus? Yep. Any of a genus. Oh, it goes on to this page. Of perennial Asian herbs of the lily family that produces tall racemes of showy blooms. Yep, it's another herb. Multiple herbs and stuff have been called fox something. Next we have Foxtail Millet. Two words, noun, from circa 1899. It is a coarse, drought-resistant, but frost-sensitive annual grass grown for grain, hay, and forage. And the species name is Setaria italica. Is it because it is Italian, or is it because it's in italics and it's leaning? A grass that just leans, so it's in italics. Okay, fantastic. Foxtail, it's another thing that grows that's called a foxtail. Fox terrier, two words, noun from 1823. A small, lively terrier of either of two breeds formerly used to dig out foxes. Yep, probably also used in the hunting. Examples. So we have A, the synonym is smooth fox terrier. And B, is the synonym is wire fox terrier. And of course, I shall now look up pictures of these fox terriers. Is it two words? Yes, it is. So the wire fox terrier, I guess, has wiry hair. Maybe it's a little rough or bristly, but smooth means, I guess it's got smooth fur. I'm seeing pictures. This one looks more wiry and this one looks more smooth and fluffy. And, they have kind of the coloration of a beagle, which, or a foxhound, but they have that kind of face. They have that more like rectangular muzzle. That is seen on, I guess, terriers have those faces. And they got a little pointy tail that's sticking straight up because it's very happy to be chasing foxes and digging out foxes, which I will never do with a fox terrier. Next is Foxtrot with a capital F. It's from 1952, and it is a communications code word for the letter F. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot. That's that one. I need to memorize this alphabet thing. All through the alphabet, there's a word for each letter, and so you don't mistake because letters sound like other letters. B, P, D, T. Which letters did I say? I don't know. You should use the communications code word for those letters. Bark, 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 bark. The last word in this episode is the first form of Foxtrot again, but it is two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1872. Number one, a short, broken, slow-trotting gait in which the hind foot of the horse hits the ground a trifle before the diagonally opposite forefoot. And I love the fact that they use the word trifle in the middle there. It's a trot. Is this a different kind of trot? Is this the normal trot that horses do? A broken, slow-trotting gait in which the hind foot of the horse hits the ground just a trifle, just a mere second, half a second or so, before the opposite forefoot, that diagonally opposite. So when the right back leg steps down, then the front left leg will go down just a trifle later. That's a foxtrot. Number two, a ballroom dance in duple time with slow walking steps, quick running steps, and the step of the two-step. And the step of the two-step? Okay. I mean, I've heard of this dance, but I've never seen it, so maybe I'll put a link to a video of Foxtrot dancing. Hey, baby, let's go do the Foxtrot. Let's go dancing the Foxtrot. Look at us. We're horses. Why is it called a Foxtrot? I don't know. It doesn't say. Is this the kind of dance that the horses would do when there's foxes around and they're like, whoa, I don't want to step on the fox. Hey. Sure, why not? Hey, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had foul, foul, fouling piece, fox, fox, foxed, foxfire, foxglove, foxgrape, foxhole, foxhound, fox hunter, fox hunting, foxing, foxtail, foxtail lily, foxtail millet, fox terrier, foxtrot, and foxtrot. Whew. Oh, we just have a few more foxy words, including foxy. Let's see. Ooh, is there a good one? Ooh, maybe that one. That one sounds kind of interesting. That is a good one to pick, probably. Let's do that. Foxfire is the word of the episode. All of my songs start exactly the same way. Foxfire in the woods. You might see some foxfire on decaying wood. Foxfire. That's fine. I do want to see some foxfire on decaying wood in a forest at night. That would be cool. I'm not usually in forests at night, so I have never seen it. Now, I shall tell you about a movie that I watched, because that's what I do at this time, and yes, we did yesterday. We saw Final Destination. Is it plural or not? Final Destination Bloodlines. The newest of the Final Destination movie, number 6. And we very much enjoyed it. I don't want to say anything. It was good. It was real good. It's definitely one of the best in the top 3, probably, if not the top 1 for a lot of people. I think a lot of people like this one the best. And there's some real good, clever stuff in there. And they tried to do a lot more practical effects. I mean, there's still a ton of CGI. But, you know, because we're in the 2020s, the CGI is very, very good. Like, it really can't really get much better than this in terms of what our world capabilities are like. But they still use a lot of practical stuff in there, which I really, really liked. And if you are a fan of these, you know, this franchise of horror movies, I think, is more interesting than a lot of other ones because they put so much effort into making these super complicated deaths, and I really, really appreciate that. And they get you every time. They send you in one path, and then they go another path, and they draw it out so much. They add so much suspense, and oh, they're so much fun if you enjoy that sort of thing. And this one is no exception. That is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Please share it, subscribe, send it out to all the people. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.